राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा। यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास एट श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल इस्कॉन वृंदावन। अब वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 4 एंटाइटल द एट्रोसिटीज ऑफ किंग कंस। एंड टुडे we are discussing the text 43. The concept in this chapter is influence of association. And the most important thing in our devotional service is our association. So Kansa, because of bad association and also of his own bad nature, concluded something which is not actually for his own benefit. So his bad ministers advised him something, and then Kansa was meditating, thinking and making decision. So Sukhdev Goswami is speaking that the advice of the bad minister is over. Now Kansa is taking decision. Shri Shuka Vacha Evam Dura Mantri Bhi Kansaha Saha Samantaraya Dura Matihi Brahma Hinsam Hitam Mene Kala Pasavrto Asuraha Shri Shuka Vacha Evam Dura Mantri Bhi Kansaha Saha Mantra Saha Samantraya Dura Matihi Brahma Hinsam Hitam Ne Mene Kala Pashavrto Asuraha Shri Shuka Vacha Evam Dura Mantri Bhi Kansaha Saha Samantriha Dura Matihi Brahma Hinsam Hitam Mene Kala Pashavrto Asuraha Evam Dura Mantri Bhi Kamsa Evam Dura Mantri Bhi Kamsaha Sahasra Mantra Dura Matihi ब्रह्मेने काल भाषावृतो सुरा एवं दुर्मन्त्रे कांसा सह समन्त्र दुर्मते ब्रह्महिंसां हितं मेने कालपाशावृतो सुरः सह समन्त्र्यः दुर्मते ब्रह्महिंसां हितं मेने कालपाशावृतः माताजी
श्री शुक उवाच
सह समन्त्र दुर्मते काल पाशावृत श्रीशुक उवाच एवं दुर्मन्त्रिभिकांस कालपाशावृतो सुरः श्री शुक उवाच श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड एवं इन दिस वे दुर्मन्त्रिभिः His bad ministers, Kansaha, King Kansa, Saha, along with Samantriya, after considering very elaborately, Durmatihi, without good intelligence. Brahma Hinsa, persecution of Brahmanas, Hitam, as the best way, Mene, accepted, Kala Pashavrtaha, being bound by the rules and regulation of Yamaraj, Asuraha, because he was a demon. Translation by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Shukdev Goswami continued. Okay. Thus, having considered the instruction of his bad ministers, Kansa, who was bound by the laws of Yamaraj and devoid of all of good intelligence because he was a demon, decided to persecute the saintly persons, the Brahmanas, as the only way to achieve his good fortune. Instruction of his bad ministers. Instruction of king should give instruction or minister should give instruction. It means the ministers, they gave instructions. Prabhupada wrote instruction, not advice, instruction. He took their advice as an instruction because a while before he was a good man. He released the Vasudeva and Devaki from the prison. He was truly repenting. So his heart was changed because of good association. And he was sincerely repenting. So he took their instruction, not advice. Minister has to advise, not give instruction. King has to give instruction. It means he has taken the lower position. Not as a king, he is acting, he's getting instruction from the minister. That instruction word Prabhupada has written is quite surprising. It's not the advice. Mantri bhi means advice, generally. So it means Kansa was under the influence of his bad minister. He was bad himself. But, sometimes the example is given, well, monkey by nature is very, always disturbing others and naughty. But if you give the wine to the monkey, then monkey drinking wine, you, then he will be double notorious. And then some scorpion bite that monkey, then monkey will jump here and there. And in the end, somebody put in the tail of the monkey a thorny branch. When he has a jump and the thorn pick in him, then what will be the position of monkey? He is out of his own control. So Kans was like that. He has the ministers which were giving him wine and biting him like a scorpion. What these demigods will do to you? They are afraid of you. They are running to see you. You are very merciful. The Brahma is doing austerity. He don't fight. And Vishnu is hiding in somebody's heart. Shankar, he is already gone to forest. Indra is not powerful. So they were just making him more cruel than his name is. Kansa means cruel. Kansa, cruel. This cruel has been made more cruel by the instruction of the bad ministers. And what is the result when we get bad instruction from the bad association? The result is that which is not good for us, we think it is good. That which is not good for us, we think it is good. Srila Prabhupada's purport, Prabhupada started purport with something quite strange. And Srila Prabhupada's purport, first line I am reading, Sri Lochandas Thakur has sung. See, where Kans, bad minister, their instruction, decision to kill the saintly person and Brahmana as his own benefit, because he was under the influence of the ropes or the noose of the Yamraj. So what Lochandas has to do here? Why should a Prabhupada have written what Lochandas said? And Prabhupada has written the one line of the song by Lochandas, bhajan by Lochandas. And actually the bhajan starts with Param Karuna Pahu Jan Nitai Gaurachan. This is the beginning of the song. So how wonderful is this song, they'll please take shelter of the Gaur Nitai. But the last line Lochandas Thakur has written, third line in the last para, which Srila Prabhupada has quoted, Apana Karama Bunjaye Shamana. And then he says, Kohe Lochandas. So, this line, somehow Srila Prabhupada is quoted here. There's only two line purport by Jiva Goswami on this verse. There's no purport by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on this verse. Srila Prabhupada has given a very nice purport. But why this line, from where this line just came? Advice. From who you take instruction. Lochandas Thakur said, my dear brother, he said, Bhai, my dear brothers, take this opportunity to surrender to Gaur Nitya, most merciful. You will never find such. But somehow, what can I do? I mean, it's not Lochandas, but Lochandas is looking at the conditioned souls, stubborn. What can I do? I will do whatever I like. I will not take advice of anybody. I will enjoy my own plans. So this is what Srila Prabhupada says. Instead of taking good instruction from the sages and Shastra. Every king must have a Brahminical council. The sages. And scripture. The last word in the verse is asura. The kans by nature is demon. So what is the criteria to say somebody he is a demon or he is a devotee? What is the criteria?
Association.
Bhagavad Gita, criteria from Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter. Those who follow the scriptures are divine. Those who disregard the scripture, they are demonic. So, if they are devotee, then they will follow the rules of scripture. So, Srila Prabhupada has given two things. Saintly people and scripture. These are sadhu shastra. So, all our activities should be guided by the sadhu shastra and guru. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. So Sadhu and Shastra are most important for any ruling person or king. But he is not taking instruction from Sadhu and Shastra. Was there any Sadhu at that time when Kansa was ruling? Vyasadeva was there. Right? Vyasadeva was there, huh? Kansa ruling Krishna, Vyasadeva was there. This was the time Vyasadeva was there. This is the time of Vyasadeva. No? Maharaj? Sure. Kansa. Is there any information about who was the guru of Kansa? No? Prabhupada has written, he was using his own plans. Apana karma, his own action. Bhunjiya means enjoy, Maharaj. Apana karma, enjoy. Bhunjiya means enjoy. And shaman means? Apana karma, bhunjiya, shaman. I was looking for the word shaman, what shaman means. Yamlok. Shaman, Yamlok. Oh no, he's a Sanskrit scholar, Baba. He's from Sankirtan to Sanskrit scholar. He was a Sankirtan bus leader. One of the best bus leaders in early days. Then he became a big Sanskrit scholar. Shaman means Yam. Oh, that, because shama means one who control, yeah? One who control the activities of a person. So one who wants to enjoy his senses, then he is under the jurisdiction of Yamraj. That will be the conclusion. So what do you think? How many people of the world are under the jurisdiction of Yamraj? Almost everybody, except devotees, right? Therefore, Srila Prabhupada continues, instead of taking good instruction from the sages and Shastra. Non-devotees act whimsically means apana, by his own instinct, whimsically, according to their own plan. Is it necessary really to take instruction from Shastra and Sadhu? What Chaitanya Charitamrita says, which is quoted even in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, is Maya Mugdha Jivera Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan. A person who is born in this material world is bewildered by Maya, and he cannot have automatically knowledge of Krishna. Krishna Kripa Kila Diya Ved Puran. Krishna is very merciful. He has given the scripture. He helps everybody by three ways. Krishna is most merciful. He is helping everybody by three ways. Swayam Rupe, as a super soul, as a Chaitya Guru, always giving instruction from inside. But when somebody is in mode of goodness, he thinks, I am so happy, he don't listen to Krishna. When his mode of passion, he is so busy and so, you call it, is so greedy and so attached to his own activities that he don't listen to Krishna. And mode of ignorance, he's so lazy and sleepy, he don't listen to Krishna. Only when one transcend three modes, then he can only listen to Krishna. Then Krishna as a super soul will take charge of the person and guide him. So Krishna is guiding everybody, but because of the influence of three modes, we are not listening. Then we are listening to whom? Our mind. Now we have two options, either listen to our mind or to the Krishna from inside. So those who want to listen to their mind, they are always miserable. Those who listen to the Krishna, they are always blissful. Then the next is, Krishna helps by giving Shastra. He appeared as a Vyasadeva and he gives us Shastra to guide us. You have to navigate in a ocean. You have a good boat. What else you need to reach to your destination? You have a boat. You are in the ocean. You have to reach to the destination. What you need? Captain and map. Map of your route. So map is Shastra and captain is Guru. Then only we can navigate. This boat, this human body is the best boat. Bhagavad said this human body is the best boat. Wonderful boat. Konsa? Which verse is this? Deha? Swakalpam Guru Karna Dharam, something there. So this. Hirdeya Madhyam? Nirdeha. Nirdeha. The human body, Palavam, is a boat. Human body is a boat. So we have the best boat. But we need two things. The captain and the map. And sometimes it says favorable wind. So Shastra is most important. And the third, Sadhu Guru. So Krishna has given us these three facilities if we are sincere to go back to Him. But why most of people are not going? Because they are apana karma bunjiya. They want to enjoy their own plants. So Srila Prabhupada writes, then what Srila Prabhupada writing is also very surprising statement. Apana karam bhujya. It means, I will do whatever I like. People say like this. But then Prabhupada writes, actually, however, no one has his own plan. Everybody wants to enjoy his plan, but actually he has no his plan. He don't have his own plan. Actually, he don't have what it means. What it means actually? So we don't have our plan? Actually, we don't have our plan. What is actually the meaning? The meaning is that because of our karma, we are given a particular body. And that body will act according to its own mechanism. Now you cannot change it. If you are sitting in a rickshaw, then you will go by rickshaw speed. You may be king, but you have to go by the speed of a rickshaw. If you are sitting in a Mercedes, then you will go by the speed of Mercedes. You are sitting in a plane, you will go by the speed of plane. If the soul is put in a body of dog, then he has to bark. He's going to sing Mangal Arati. Yeah, because you have selected your body. So your plan are already according to your body. Then body you have selected. So actually you don't have your plan. But when you are flying up in the sky, then what is your, my plan is I want to get out. Can you get out from the plane? No. You have to wait there. Nothing, you cannot do anything. So actually nobody has his own plan, Srila Prabhupada. Actually nobody has his own plan. It means we should be, because everyone is bound by law of nature. Law of nature means? Everybody is bound by law of nature means? What is law of nature? Law of nature is karma. Okay, this is one meaning. Law of nature. Nature, one meaning of nature is? Subhava. One meaning of nature is subhav means nature. And how the nature is formed? By the three modes of material nature. Everybody is, nature is by the influence of three modes of nature. And where these three modes of nature has their influence? Unsettled body. And it is coming from many lifetimes. It's not of one lifetime. So this nature, every individual's nature has because of the three modes of material nature, which are influencing the subtle body and which is with us for many lifetimes. And because of that nature, we have to act. This very old example, you may be knowing, one thief. He was influenced by the devotees. And he became devotee. He was going with the devotees on a yatra. But in the night he could not sleep. Because thief cannot sleep in night. His worst enemy is moon. Everybody likes moon. Thief says no moon. No moon? No. Dark night is good. So he was awake. What can he do? His hands cannot stop. He has to take somebody's thing, definitely. So what can he do? I have become sadhu. I am chanting Hare Krishna. These devotees are very nice. But what can I do? So he has taken the dhoti of one devotee and put in the bag of the other devotee. He has taken the lota of one devotee, put in the bag of the other devotee. In the morning, all the devotees are fighting. Where is my dhoti? Where is my lota? Yes, who came thief? He was saying, sorry. Your lota is in his bag. Your dhoti is in his bag. Say, what is this? Who has done? Say, I have done. Why you have done? What can I do? I am thief by nature. I tried to be good person, but I cannot really resist my nature. So I have done this. I am sorry. Chor chori se jaye, hera pheri se na jaye. He can give up all this, but he will still do this. I think Prabhupada, some of these servants even were stealing his own clothes somewhere in Africa. There's one example written somewhere. They will come, give back. No, no, Guru Maharaj is here. But somehow they cannot resist it because it is their nature. This nature, another goldsmith, he became a devotee. Very good devotee. He was going in Brijbasi, taking some roti, Mataji roti, and he was looking. It may not be 20 grams now. It's not more than 20 grams. He was just weighing the roti. This is not pure 28 crate. There's a lot of mixture in this. It's 18 crate something. His mind was working like that. So even this nature will, even in the morning you see the devotees chanting, somebody's chanting like this. Very strict. And somebody, they're all chanting, but their nature is so different. They all are doing same thing, but their nature is completely different. Some are yogis, so they are sitting like this. They can sit for 2 hours like this and chant. And they are good, I don't know what you call them, but they have to go like this, like a pendulum, nothing. Hare Krishna, Ram Ram. This is their nature. They are doing good thing. All are doing same thing, but their nature will influence them. So everybody is controlled by the law of nature. So law of nature is karma, Hare Krishna. You said law of nature is karma, right? And the karma act according to, how karma act? What is the mechanism karma act? Karma, akarma, vikarma, that past is the different
actions, past actions.
Karma act, we know karma has an, karma means action. What we do, action. Then how it act, there is a reaction. It acts through reaction. And some reactions are called immediate reactions, which we can experience right now. Some reactions are coming after some time. So our next birth is decided by our karma. Not karma of this one life. So this is a chain of reactions. Then the words, we know prarabdha, aprarabdha, these two things. Unmanifest, manifest karma. So the reaction of the karma are many. So this rule, nobody knows. Karmana gahana gatihi. It's very deep. Meaning of the karma is very deep. It's not easy to understand. Actually, however, one has his own plan. No one has his own plan, because everyone is bound by the law of nature and must act according to his tendency in material conditioned life. According to his tendency in material condition life. Material condition life. Condition life means? Conditioned by?
Modes.
Conditioned by modes. Conditioned by his own nature. Conditioned by? Also conditioned by? Circumstances in which we took birth. You took birth in a house of a butcher. Conditions around you are? Ghastly activity all the time. So circumstances, nature, particularly. So according to the karma, they are called pap yoni. And then 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita has a different varieties they can take to Krishna consciousness. The sinful of this life, apichetas duracharo, apichetas duracharo of this life. If he is a bad person, his character is very third class, then he will suffer. This is apichetas. Then there are papa yunya, istriyo vaishas tada tepi shudras, tepi yanti mam gatim. So pap yonis are also there because they took birth in a very sinful circumstances. And then they have to act like that. What can they do? Only bhakti can improve. They take them out. There is no other way. There is no other way, no other way, no other way. Only bhakti is so powerful that root of all the karmas. And what is the root of all the karmas?
Desire.
What is the root of desire? Why we desire?
Condition.
Root of all the karma is avidya. Ignorance. Because of avidya, we desire and we act and then we suffer. So avidya. And this avidya will not go only by knowledge. Gyan cannot uproot this. The roots will be there. No other sadhana. Tapasya, yajna, daan, no. The root will remain down. And the example is Ajamil. He's a Brahman. He's doing puja. He's doing everything nice. But the root was there. As soon as he saw the bad sin, his desires, which were the root, came out. And the example given is bamboo forest. You by fire it is burnt, but the root is there. And by next rain it will come a very thick bamboo out. More thicker than a previous one. Because root is there. But devotion is only powerful that it uproot everything. And the example for that is Niharam Iva Bhaskara. Niharam Iva Bhaskara means the fog disappears by appearance of sun. Sun appears, fog disappears. There's no trace of that. So devotion, sun is Krishna, Krishna sun, Krishna is Surya Sama. If that rises within the heart, then the avidya disappears, avidya. So ignorance or avidya is actually the root cause. This will continue our material existence. Ignorance will continue material existence. Avidya is the root cause. And only remedy is bhakti, no other, no jnana, no karma, no yoga, nothing. These are the verdict of Srila Rupa Goswami. They can give a temporary relief, but no permanent cure. Only permanent remedy is bhakti, bhakti, bhakti. And bhakti is an activity. Bhakti is a cultivation. It's not sentimentalism. Bhakti has to be practiced by minds, body, and words. All has to be engaged in a bhakti. So Srila Prabhupada writes, every man maha must act according to his tendency in material condition life. Tendency is everybody has some his own what is called talent.
good or bad. That is tendency. And therefore, Gurukul system was the perfect system. The guru has to see the tendency of the student and engage him in that particular tendency in service of Krishna. This is guru's business, to determine the tendency of a devotee. Talent, you can say talent in a good language. He's a Brahman, train him as a Brahman. He's a Kshatri, train him as a Kshatri. He's a Vaish, train him as a Vaish. Srila Prabhupada perfectly used particular person for according to his tendency in his service. The Garga Muni, okay, you have to do business. Though you are sannyasi, but you do the business. He did that because that is his tendency. Satsuru Maharaj, yes, this is for writing. So this is the guru's business. And the gurukuls are failure because there is no guru. If there is no guru, how can gurukul will be successful? Who will see the tendency of the child and engage him accordingly? This is like with one stick, the whole herd you are using with one stick. Same thing for everybody. How can that be useful? Whole herd you cannot use with one stick. Everybody has to read same thing. Why? Only till from 5 to 12. From the age of 5 to 12, everybody should study language that they can at least communicate. They must know the little geography of the world, where they live, what is around, some history, some mathematics, how to calculate, as a common, normal human being. After that, everybody should be engaged according to his particular tendency. From 12 to 17, by 18, he must be useful for the society. Now, nowhere you can find anybody of 18 is useful. He's number one useless in the society. 18 is the number one useless in the society. Right? 16 year old, Abhimanyu was fighting with 6 Maharathis. So he must be trained, definitely. How can he fight with so many? So the training should be by that. What is the time of education for MBA? Four years. Medical, 5 years. Engineering, 4 years. So 12 to 17, you teach them whatever you want to teach, they will be perfect. 1 year internship. By 18, he should be complete man out. This whole ISKCON, Krishna conscious movement, was actually by those who are 18 years, 19, 20 years, they have brought the change all over the world. Prabhupada has used this younger age group, which were so energetic. Now after, say, as the age advances, you may have a wisdom, but you cannot be more active. So this is the younger group, now these are these youngest. If they give their life to Krishna consciousness, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's vision will quickly come true. Take one village, go and preach there. Make Krishna conscious. Just do commitment. This is how the Krishna conscious movement is spread all over the world like that. One single person went to different country and started movement there. It's the empowerment of Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada, these words of Srila Prabhupada, today also we must get empowerment from these words. He's living in his books to guide this whole world for 10,000 years. They are law book. So this is actually tendency. What is our tendency? Nobody is determining. Neither the parents. Because our parent always sees, even the worst son is there, he thinks he's my good son. The parent has only this vision, he's my good son. He may be completely black, oh, so beautiful. Because this is, parent has only the affection. Only the guru can determine the tendency. So this is most important, this gurukul. How can we Prabhupada started these gurukuls, how can we really bring this education back? Only then we can save the world. After 25 years, you come in the movement and we call you brahmachari. What is the definition of brahmachari? Where is brahmachari? What is the definition of brahmachari? Brahmachari time is over. That is the time you have to be beyond brahmachari. Who will go and take care of the cows now? Anybody of you educated will take care of cows? No. When land, no. Only these younger boys between 10 and 18, 12 and 18, your curriculum should be that every day 2 hours you have to go look after the cows. This should be part of their curriculum. Agriculture, part of their curriculum. Without this, we cannot really bring complete change in this society. We are devotee. One devotee told me in Mauritius that, what is the difference between Hiranyakash and me? He was a temple president. Is he why? Is Hiranyakash was telling his son, don't become devotee. And I am telling my son, go to the school, become an engineer. Don't come to the temple and become a devotee. So what is different me and Hiranyakashipu? This is what is our all position. Position of all of us who are the devotees committed. We want our children to be in a material world and they want to earn some money and enjoy. This is our mentality. So at heart we have not changed. It's right or wrong? It's true? Every parent wants we should have a gurukul as long as his children are small. Once his children are over, I think it's not my problem. Why Srila Prabhupada started gurukul? He has no children. He was sannyasi. He was caring for the whole society, whole human society. But when we will have that broad vision that we should start this, this must be commencement. Therefore, one must change one's own decision. One must change his own decision. Example is Arjun. He has to change his decision of not fighting. He has to take the advice of Krishna and start fighting for the right cause. Therefore, this is a very important line. Therefore, one must change one's own decision and follow the decision of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. So, apan karam finish. Follow Krishna or Krishna's devotee. So, Arjun is an example. He had his own plan, then he took the advice of Krishna. And Dhritarashtra is the opposite example. He did not follow Krishna's plan. He wanted to follow his own plan. Duryodhan, opposite. He wanted to his own plan. His own decision, not Krishna's decision. And the result is very crystal clear for everybody. Whose decision you want to follow? Your own or Krishna's? Or his devotees? So this is the therefore. Then one is, if one follows the Krishna or Krishna's devotees, advice or decision. Prabhupada doesn't say advice, decision. Decision. So what is decision of Krishna? Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has many instructions. Karam Yoga, Gyan Yoga, Dhyan Yoga. But he has one order. Anek Upadesh, Ek Adesh. Anek Upadesh. Ek adish, only one instruction. Bhav mad bhakto, become my devotee. This is his order. Bhav mad bhakto is the order. All others are side of education. But order is only one. Anek upadesh, ek adish. This is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Bhav mad bhakto, become my devotee. Bhavmad bhakto, how can I become devotee? Arjuna asks, how can I become devotee? Then Krishna says, man mana bhavmad bhakto. So what is this verse? Bhavmat Bhakto is before Man Man Bhavan. What is the verse? Kim Punar Brahmana Raja Rishyo Anityam Asukham Lokam Imam Prapasya Bhajaswamam Bhavmat Bhakta. So this is the conclusion. Oh, we have to finish. Okay. So therefore, one must change one's own decision and follow the decision of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Then one is rescued from the punishment of Yamraj. Bhunje apana karam bhunje shaman. Then we are free from shaman. Kansa was not uneducated. Prabhupada is saying Kansa was not uneducated. He was not fool, but he was rascal. Prabhupada's language, he was not uneducated. And then Prabhupada says, it appears from his talk with Vasudeva and Devaki that he knows all about the law of nature. But because of his association with bad ministers, he could not make a clear decision about the welfare of his own kingdom, of the human society. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 20.54 says, sadhu sanga sarva shastra kahe, lava matra sadhu sanga sarva siddhi hoy. If one desire his real welfare, he must associate with devotees and saintly person, and in this way rectify the material condition of his life. Associate with a devotee and saintly person if he wants really his benefit. And what is in Bhagavatam? Even who wants his real benefit? Gurum prapadyaye jigyasu shriya uttamam. Before this verse is one who wants his real benefit. Hare Krishna. So bad association. Well, Kansa was a Kshatri. He must protect Brahman. Why he decided to kill Brahman? Because of bad association. Not only bad association, because he was Asura himself. The last word is because he was demon himself. And they all made him a more demonic. So tomorrow Kansa will give the order. He made the decision. Tomorrow he will give the order. And after giving order, he will go to his palace. And then his ministers, who can change their form, will start doing persecution of saintly people. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any question or comment or word of wisdom? Yes, Prabhuji. Kar bhajan. Kar bhajan, what are your verses in Bhagavatam? Have you memorized? Kar bhajan, there are some verses by your name in the Bhagavatam. You memorize those? At least you memorize. Every day you must read your name. This is perfect then. Kar bhajan. Yeah, kar bhajan has a particular this verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes. Kansa? Yeah, he was cruel by nature.
So nature cannot be changed.
Huh?
Nature cannot be changed.
So many people's nature changed by association of Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, the last verse is association can change the nature. Some trace of nature may remain, but there may be reformation. There is possibility. Our Kansa was changed in a moment by the association of a powerful Durga. His whole thinking faculty changed, and he became very humble and repentant in front of Vasudeva and Devaki. So association is very powerful. There's only one powerful thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, good association. The rare thing in this world is getting a good association of devotees. This is a rare thing in this world. If we are getting, then we are most fortunate. That can save us from our own wrong decisions.
So he was having association of Narada, so why did not he change?
he has the attitude of Narada, but Narada only came to him to make him more cruel that Krishna will appear soon. The intention of Narada was different. Narada only came to make him very fast on his path back to hell. Because Narada was knowing he is Kal Nemi. Narada was knowing him. So he wanted him to really quickly finish his pastime of a cruelty. So Narada was knowing this. And what Narada said, he was very perfect. Narada can help those who want to be devotee, but Narada can help also demons to quickly finish their life, because then otherwise they will make more sinful activities. That's also mercy of the Narada. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, some time to ho gaya. Some advice. Hare Krishna. Sadhus. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Dhanyavad. Maharaj. Kuch bolna hai? Boliye, boliye kuch.
Good person plus bad advisor, minister, is equal to bad person. Good person, good man, along with plus bad advisor, is equal to bad person.
And then, bad person with bad advisor is worst person. And that is concern. He is already bad and then he has a bad advisor. It says Durmati. Durmati. So that is worst. Bad person, good advice, he can be good. But what Maharaj says, person is good, but advisor is bad, then he is bad. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari 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 Bol.